All right, Tyler Bowers, the Bear, getting a little bit of help from Kawasaki. That's cool. And back for the 450 Nationals. Oh, okay. He's the Bear.
Good.
Yeah. Good day, I think. Charged from way back in the second moto and first moto was respectable.
Yeah, first moto I got off to a good start. I mean, it sounds stupid, but we made some spec changes to the suspension for the after practice, and because it was so tacky in practice, you know, a little bit muddy. Got out there in the first moto and it's dry, slick, hard packed, big bumps, and it was just beating the hell out of me. So we went back in the second moto.
Williamson said that too. Williams is like, don't go too stiff.
Yeah, I wish he would have told me that. I thought about it. I was like, I bet it dries out a little bit, yeah. But I thought we'd be okay. So yeah, I was feeling good most of the day, and then qualified like 12th, 13th. Mm-hmm. I think first moto ended up with like a 16th after that. And I went back to my original setting for second moto. Felt awesome. So good that I just ate shit on the first lap off the start. I got three turns in. So then I had to come up from the back and pass up. I was in like 16th, 15th or 16th. And then got some cramps. And, you know, this stuff's, it's hard, you know, clearly. It's my first one of the year and first one since last year. And these guys have been racing all year. And, you know, the pace is just pretty high. So it's easy to do 35, 40-minute motos back home. The intensity just took a little bit out of me, especially as the privateer journey. I'm over here in my pickup, you know, working on stuff between motos, between my guys. Especially, man, I beat that thing up first moto. I had shrouds broken. There's oil leaking out of the thing. You know, it's going to cost me a lot of money now. But, yeah, so I just kind of ran myself dry. And, yeah, second moto, ended up cramping, had to get the guys to peel my hands off the bars at the end when I came off. I finished, but you know, I just couldn't use the clutch anymore.
My question to you is, why are you here? Obviously, look, you won PIR, you won some cash there, but why, you know, you've been riding moto for a while, and like, why are you doing this? What's the motivation?
I was bored.
Okay.
I mean, dude, I'm like, I love racing, and the couch sucks, man. Yeah. Like, I wanted to do outdoors this year. The team I was on wasn't doing outdoors. They actually made it up here with Justin Heft. You know, and I couldn't get any support from anybody for a little bit, so I talked to Cowie, was able to borrow a bike from them. And, yeah, just been practicing, getting ready, trying to get the suspension dialed in. Had some good suspension from Showa for, like, the last, like, 2-3 weeks. And we've been working on that. And then, yeah, it was just like, fuck it, let's go race. You know, I knew I was going to do these other two races, make some money. And I thought it was a good idea, you know, sitting on the couch.
Sure.
But then I get here and I just destroy the bike. And so now I'm like, yeah, that wasn't that much fun. But, no, I don't know. It's a good time. I love racing. And it's cool to be here and get out there.
And you won some money at PIR. How'd that go for you? Freddie Norn was putting some heat on you, but you took the win?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did a race on Sunday, Mountain View.
Okay.
That was another money race. Made like $2,100 there. It was pretty good. A couple locals are ripping at that track. And then PIR, you know, I went there, and I've never been there before, and that place is crazy. Like, it's like the gnarliest fair race I've ever been to. And everybody rips there. So, yeah, I felt pretty good all day. That's part of why I came here. You know, I've just been feeling really good on the bike and wanted to race. So went there and got off to a decent start and passed into the lead early on, and then just tried to charge. Lappers kind of got in the way towards the end, and Freddie came in hot at the end, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I just felt good all moto, just got into some lappers, and Freddie, you know how he rides. Freddie just sends it, you know? So last couple laps, I think when he could see me, he just went for it. So, but luckily, I was able to come away with a win.
Just telling Sternstrom, look, if the Bear goes 10-10 today, can we think about putting him under 33? He said he would think about it, but we couldn't quite do it, though.
Why didn't you tell me that? Jeez. I mean, not like I didn't already try my ass off, but, yeah, I mean, that would have been really nice. You know,
well, he didn't say yes. He just said he would think about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they're doing over there. You know, they're helping me out a little bit, and I'm really grateful for that already. You know, it's politics. They got stuff, whether they need to fill the spot or not, so be it. So, yeah, my plan from here is just go back home and keep riding and get ready for Monster Cup and Red Bull Rhythm and stuff like that.
Well, cool. Nice to see you out here. I think good job today. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you. All right.